As we've heard, the Iraq Study Group recommends that the U.S. talk with Iran and Syria about Iraq. We'll hear how that proposal is being received in Tehran and Damascus tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates won high marks for candor but not for helpfulness when he testified yesterday, "Frankly, there are no new ideas on Iraq."
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Indeed, the long-awaited report of the Baker-Hamilton Iraq Study Group, a marvel of 9 months of bipartisan effort, contains many ideas we've heard before, but nothing that could be characterized as a breakthrough. Phased withdrawal of American combat units and a buildup of training units? Yes, we've heard that. Reduction of economic and military aid to the Maliki government if it doesn't exert more pressure to improve security within a certain time frame? Sounds a little familiar. Formation of an international support group, including Syria and Iran? Yes, but aren't they posing unacceptable conditions for their cooperation? Dividing Iraq into three entities, that would be a formula for a broad-based civil war. Yes, a lot of experts are saying that. The commission's report contains 79 recommendations, but few of them likely to win early administration endorsement. Indeed, the president wants it known that this long labor of bipartisanship is little more than a series of suggestions that he will consider, along with a lot of other suggestions. The commission's assertion that the Bush policy on Iraq is not working is not likely to endear the report to the president. But it's likely to get a warmer reception from Congress, Democrat and Republican alike, because of its emphasis on redeployment of combat troops. That was the issue that dominated the November 7th election. In any event, the new approach, the title of the commission's report, is likely to replace Stay the Course in the national debate. This is Daniel Shore.